Last edition, New Haven Evening Register. Weather, fair and cooler. New Haven, Connecticut, Thursday, August 8th, 1918. 20 pages, price 2 cents. Sergeant Brimley home, praised by Major Rao. Letter from dead commander recommending New Havener for commission, among his last acts. Armed with a glowing letter of praise from Major Rao, the commander of the 1st Battalion, 102nd Regiment, who has just been reported as killed in action, a letter which is probably among the very last of the dead commanders, Sergeant William A. Brimley of West Haven has just visited his mother on a 24-hour furlough, having just been returned from France to recover from a wound received at the Battle of Seicheprey. Sergeant Brimley, after conducting himself through the battle in a way that will lead to an officer's commission and escaping unhurt, added new glory to his record by going to the rescue of a wounded comrade. It was while performing this act of mercy that he received the wound that has kept him out of the fighting since. He has already gone back to Camp Merritt, where he must remain for a brief space before being assigned to duty. The account of Sergeant Brimley's fine service at the front is told in the letter from Major Rao, which acquires a new significance and interest in view of that officer's heroic death just announced. The letter follows. To whom it may concern, I feel that in justice to Sergeant William A. Brimley of Company C, 102nd Division, United States Infantry, now that he is leaving this organization, that the following facts should be known. He has been recommended to the General Headquarters of the American Expeditionary Forces for a commission of second lieutenant, because of the manner in which he conducted a platoon under his command in the action at Seicheprey. His work throughout the entire campaign has been of the highest type and of the most commendable character. He has proven his ability to handle troops in the face of the enemy and under fire, and has taken charge of a platoon when the officers were killed and successfully conducted the assault. He has been recommended for a War Cross and has proven at 3 different times that he is material for an officer. The only reason he could not be commissioned in the first instance is because we have to have immediate replacement of officers which are drawn from a replacement division and have no vacancies. Anything that can be done towards securing a commission for this man will certainly be of the best interest to the service and will only secure for him what he justly deserves. It is with much regret that I am sending him to the States as an instructor, but as this is the first opportunity I have had of sending a non-commissioned officer back, I am trying to compensate him in a small way, and I am also endeavoring to send an efficient man where I know he will stand out. He is one of the few men who have made good under the most trying conditions, and will positively measure up to any task that may be assigned to him in things military, either in field or paperwork. Signed, Major George J. Rao, 102nd Infantry, USA, Commander of the 1st Battalion. Sergeant Brimley's brother, Robert, who is also in France as a bugler to this company, was recently cited for bravery. Another brother, Alfred, is in the army and has only recently received a promotion.